You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Nah, it's just another episode of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast, just one of the many music theme shows you'll find here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. On today's episode, we're diving headfirst into Keep Yourself Alive by Queen. My name is Brad Page, and I am on a mission to discover what makes my favorite songs so great. Each episode of this podcast, I pick a song that I love and try to get a deeper understanding of what makes it work. And you get to come along for the ride with me. Don't worry, no musical knowledge or experience is required here. We're just going to do some serious listening. So get out your cape, your crown, and your Harlequin onesie, because we're cranking up the Queen with Keep Yourself Alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
We'll take you on your time.
Keep Yourself Alive goes back to the earliest days of Queen. Written by guitarist Brian May, it was the first song he played for Freddie Mercury and drummer Roger Taylor in 1970. This was before bass player John Deacon even joined the band. They recorded the first version of it in September 1971, along with four other songs that are often referred to as the D'Lane Lee Studios sessions. That demo version is pretty close to the final version that was released on their first album, at least in terms of the structure and arrangement. But there are some differences, though. For example, the intro is played on acoustic guitar with an electric guitar overdub. Let's listen to some of that original demo. Always said that he actually prefers this demo over the officially released version. He always felt that the demo had something, that special magic, that's just hard to recapture. Well, let's dig into the officially released version. Unlike the demo, it's all electric guitars here. One guitar in the left channel. Now joined by a second guitar in the right channel. Mm-hmm. Both guitars have a phasing effect on them. It's pretty easy to get that sound now with an inexpensive guitar pedal. But according to Brian May, this phasing was done by physically manipulating the tape. Much harder to do back then. Sounds like there's a third guitar there, but it's actually the bass. John Deacon has some kind of fuzz tone on his bass guitar. He continues with this sound for the rest of the intro. The bass returns to a more traditional tone. And Freddie enters on vocals for the first verse. His vocals in the demo seem more tentative, not as commanding as the final version. Let's compare the two. Here's the demo.
I was told a million times of all the people in my way, and how I had to keep on trying and just get better every day. If I crossed a million rivers and I rode a million miles, then I'd still be where I started, bread and butter for a smile.
And here's the final version.
I was told a million times of all the troubles in my way. Mind you, grow a little wiser, a little better every day. But if I crossed a million rivers and I rode a million miles, then I'd still be where I started, bread and butter for a smile.
Interesting that on the official version, the vocals are more assertive, but the music is more restrained. Let's listen to the rest of the verse. Note the different parts played by the guitars in the left and right channels.
I sold a million mirrors in a shopping alleyway, but I never saw my face in any window any day.
Now on this next line, listen to how they increase the level of reverb on one word, superstar, just to make that word pop.
Now they say your folks are telling you, be a superstar, but I tell you, just be satisfied and stay right.
Now let's listen to Brian May's guitar part on the chorus. There's a little "ow" by Freddie in there.
Ow!
Let's play that again. There's that fuzz bass again. You can really hear it on the part he plays at the end here.
Well, I loved a million women in a Belladonna case, and I had a million dinners brought to me on silver tray.
And let's just listen to Freddie's vocals for a while. You can hear how the vocals were done in multiple takes so that they could overlap the end of each phrase.
Well, I loved a million women in a Belladonna case, and I had a million dinners brought to me on silver trays. Give me everything I need to feed my body and my soul. When I grow a little bigger, maybe that can be my goal. I was told a million times of all the people.
I really love this part here.
To keep on trying and get better every day. But if I cross a million rivers and I roared a million miles, then I'll still be where I started.
And let's hear the vocals on the chorus. Notice how Freddie's vocals are doubled only on the last line.
Still be where I started, same as when I started.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
Take you all your time and the money, honey, you'll survive. Shake it.
I love that "shake it" at the end. After the second chorus, Roger Taylor gets to play a little drum solo.
Shake it.
Now Brian gets to solo.
Keep
let's hear Brian's guitar parts again. His orchestrated, layered, and harmonized guitar parts are a key element of the Queen sound, and this song shows they were part of this sound from the very beginning. There are a lot of little parts to this song. It keeps it unpredictable. During this break, Roger and Brian get a chance to take over the lead vocals, though it's only for one line each.
Do you think you're better every day?
No, I just think I'm just here through my grave.
Let's listen to their vocals again. That's Roger Taylor singing the first line, and Brian May answers with the second.
Do you think you're better every day?
No, I just think I'll do steps nearer to my grave.
After that, the bass and the guitar climb up a scale. And we're back for the final choruses. Let's listen to more of Brian May's guitar work here at the end. And there's some nice vocal work during these last choruses. Let's check that out.
Wow.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
You take your time and take my money and keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
Money, people. Keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep
come
yourself
on.
Alive.
Take you all your time and the money to keep me satisfied.
Keep yourself alive. Keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Okay, let's put it all together and listen through to the end.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
You take your time and take my money. Keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep yourself alive.
Money, people. Keep yourself alive.
Keep yourself alive.
Come on.
Keep
come
yourself
on.
Alive.
Take you all your time and money. Keep me satisfied.
Keep yourself alive.
Keep Yourself Alive by Queen. Brian May said that when he wrote the lyrics, he meant them as ironic, but once Freddie sang them, it took on a whole new meaning. The song became kind of an anthem, and it was a staple in their live set. They performed it at almost every show from 1970 through 1981. In 3 minutes and 47 seconds, this song encapsulates so much of the Queen sound. The bravura vocals, the layered harmony guitars, the heavy riffs and studio wizardry. Roger Taylor even gets to show off with a little drum solo. Everything that made Queen special was right here on the very first track on their very first album. I saw Queen live once, July 23rd, 1982, Boston Garden. A month after my high school graduation, it was a summer with big changes on the horizon, as they always are for every high school graduate. It was a time of change for the band, too. This would be the last time Queen toured in America. We didn't know it at the time. I was just lucky I had the chance to see them. And I'm lucky that you take the time to listen to this show. It means a lot to me to know that you're out there listening. So, thank you. post a comment on Facebook. Just look for the I'm in love with that song podcast, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you listen to the show. You can find more episodes of this show on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com, or even better, subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to check out some of the other fine podcasts right here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the next episode. Until then, I leave you with the full, uninterrupted version of Keep Yourself Alive by Queen.
Today is your lucky day. You could redeem sweeps coins for a $50,000 cash prize at Chumba Casino. Join over 1 million players at Chumba Casino, America's favorite online social casino. It's your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frunino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.